Nugget Slick here, presented by Redbox Sports Radio 950 KJR. Derek Fribbs is a golfer. He played an event in Kansas, hoping to qualify for the Wichita Open. He's a golfer who's trying to qualify on the Corn Ferry Tour. And now just imagine that, you know, you've got your professional life that you're trying to work out. And of course, you got playing partners that you don't know in the game of golf. And in his case, he had two. One named Oliver Smith and one named Luke Smith and one named Austin Daly. And the two of them, look, pace of play is always an issue when you get on the golf course, right? Well, in their case, poor pace of play actually led to a fight. And so that's where we bring in the third member of that playing group, which was Derek Fribbs, and he could pick up the story here. Derek, thanks for coming on. You're on Puck It Slick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Out here in Seattle. Absolutely. Look, we all like train wrecks, right? We like things that you can't necessarily look away from. I've got to imagine that on a golf course where you expect, you know, professionalism, decorum, things like that, that's the last place you would expect two competitors to get into a fight, but it happened right in front of your eyes, and because of pace of play, of all things. First of all, I guess we just kind of have to start there. How did it happen that in front of your eyes, two guys just start fighting?
Yeah, it was kind of just a weird day to start, because Luke and his dad Oliver, who was caddying for him, just kind of started out the day. They wouldn't say much, nothing, and then the tension's just built, I guess, and then one little comment about helping for a ball search and picking up a flag stick just really escalated it.
Well, I knew I had to have you on. We have a Tweet of the Day segment every day that we do, and last week you were featured in our Tweet of the Day, or this whole story was, just because, I mean, this thing went as far as the police came out. I mean, arrests were made. I mean, this was an entire situation where, you know, in this kind of, we love seeing stuff like this. It's entertaining, but then at the end of the day, like, you've got a job to do. You're a professional golfer. You're here trying to qualify for a tour event. So from your standpoint, like, what does that do to you frame of mind-wise?
I mean, yeah, I'm out there trying to make a living. And
yeah,
Monday qualifiers aren't easy, so you're out there trying to make birdies and shoot a real low score. And you're dealing with that is, it's just not the best environment to play great golf in. But you know, you get some bad groupings, but usually it doesn't end that way, and it's still fairly cordial, but.
Well, usually I'm the person, like, you talk about bad groupings, like, you know, just because I'm not slow, but I'm not good either. Like, I take a few extra shots. So, like, people get paired up with me, I'm sure they would look at me as the bad grouping. But I've never gone and wrestled anybody to the ground. Now, you tried to play peacemaker in this whole thing, right? And you were kind of waved off by a putter?
Yeah, once they started fighting, I kind of ran over and was trying to break them apart, and that's when Luke's dad Oliver came in, and he had Austin's putter, who was holding his putter when he got attacked. So he picked that up, and he was kind of posturing like he was going to hit me. He was trying to shove me out of the way, kind of grabbing my shirt, making sure I wasn't going to do anything. And then he was yelling for his son to choke him out. So.
I like it when you have a fight coach as well as I guess a participant or trying to wave you off. So he kind of was playing all the roles there.
Oh yeah, he's got the father of the year wrapped up.
Derek, did you have any indication this thing was going to go from 0 to 100 like that? Was this like some slow boil that ramped up to where now all of a sudden it happened, or did this thing just all of a sudden like just come out in left field and show up in front of you as you're standing there on the 8th tee?
Oh yeah, it was out of the blue, because I mean, it was really Luke's dad who kind of started it and escalated it, and then Luke just finished it for him.
All right, so for your stand,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It was way out of left field. Like, I'm just standing there because I already teed off because we were slow, so I finished the hole, went and teed off, and I'm I'm standing there, and then they start yelling at each other, Austin and Oliver, his dad, and man, it was just, it just happened so quickly.
How did you finish your round, like, afterwards? I mean, like, I remember reading that the police came out and talked to you as you're finishing your round and everything and playing with a section official. And so how do you even try to play golf after that?
Yeah, I was a little frazzled. You know, you get the, it's kind of the last place you expect to fight. So I was kind of, my nerves were frazzled. And I kind of had some adrenaline going. So it was tough to play for sure. Yeah, I played the 10th hole with the Newton police officer taking my side of the story, walking down 10 fairway.
Well, just, I mean, so, you know, just like the guys you see on Sunday, it's instead of right? a camera and an interviewer, it was the police department down there in Newton, Kansas.
I'm trying to get my yards, and the officer's like, "Yeah, can I see an ID? And what happened?" it was just nuts. It was a crazy day.
So I'm like, what, 180 in here? Oh, yeah, sorry. So he was over there, and then he slugged him. That's an awesome little story for a Monday. Well, I mean, we never do this. We don't usually do this with our tweet of the day, but the story was so bizarre and still relevant, we had to bring you on and get your side, and I'm glad we did. That's an incredible story, and I thank you for coming on here to talk about it with us.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Usually something good comes out of a bad situation you're put in, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is, I'm sure at least this last week's been fun for you. Well, thanks, Derek. Appreciate it, and thanks very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Derek Fribbs on there, my God. So he's just out there trying to do his job, trying to make money out there on the tour, get qualified, and a fight breaks out right in front of him with his playing partner. So unbelievable. We got our own tweet of the day coming up at 11:45 featuring Ken Griffey Jr. that you're not going to want to miss. But first, mandatory minicamp wrapped up last week, and Curtis Crabtree has all the news coming out of that. We'll talk about that next year on Sports Radio 950K.